This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Did you see where Delta Airlines is going to start serving burgers from Shake Shack?
Oh, cool.
Have you seen this?
I have not. No, that's a crazy
story.
That's
awesome. Bad idea. All right, here's the story.
Why is it a bad idea?
I'll tell you after this.
Shake Shack fans have a new dining option, but it's at 30,000 feet.
Beginning on December 1st, the carrier will serve fast food cheeseburgers from Shake Shack to first class passengers on long distance domestic flights. So think any flight from LA to across the country. If you're flying first class, you're looking at potentially a fast food cheeseburger. Sweet. But don't expect that you're going to get any Shake Shack crinkle fries. That's not going to happen. Instead, you'll get potato chips, a small Caesar salad, and a chocolate brownie. And if you were thinking that, well, at least it'll be fresh, no, not so much there either. Your burger will be cooked on the ground, and then it'll be reheated in the air, because as you know, fast food reheated always hits the spot.
Now look, it's not that bad to start out with, but what it's going to lead to is bad. If you start serving these hamburgers on flights, and it's not just first class, if you start going into the cabin, whatever, can you imagine the smell?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if one person brings on a box of Church's chicken, the whole plane knows it.
Right.
Can you imagine firing up hamburgers, especially preheated hamburgers that, preheated
right now
or whatever?
It's just first class.
Right now, it's first class with Delta. But the rumor is that you're going to see other airlines like American Airlines and everybody else cut a deal with a fast food restaurant to do the exact same thing. To, add some value to their ticket.
I wonder how that reheating thing's going to go.
I don't know, Jamie.
You know, that's the only thing that's a little troubling. Yeah. Because have you ever reheated a hamburger? I haven't. But I don't want to either.
My buddy goes to McDonald's, I kid you not, gets like maybe 10 double cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
Eats a couple of them and then sticks the rest in the freezer. He freezes a double cheeseburger.
Does he not have a car? Where he can go get another one when he wants to.
I have no idea. Like, I can't even explain it. He's always done that. And then he'll, throughout the week, just grab a couple out, reheat them, and then eat them.
Does he have the ketchup and mustard on him?
Everything on him.
And
sticks them in the freezer.
And then reheats it with the pickles and the ketchup and mustard. Yep. That's weird.
It's gross. It is. And I can eat anything. But have you ever tried those White Castle burgers that you buy in the store, frozen? They're awful.
They are horrible.
They're terrible.
And they smell.
I like White Castle. I like in the South, they're called Crystals. I like them.
We had White Castle in St. Louis.
You had White Castle. Mm-hmm. We had Crystals.
Yeah.
But it was the exact same thing. But you can buy them in the grocery store, and they're frozen. You take them home, and they are junk.
The only thing that I've ever made that tastes exactly like what you can get is the sweet and sour from P.F. Chang's.
Yeah. Yep.
That in the frozen.
The little skillet meal.
Yeah, that works.
It's pretty good.
It really is good.
You talked me into buying one a couple of years ago.
Good.
It's really good.
It doesn't
disappoint. It does really, really good.
Yeah.
But these hamburgers, but think about it for a minute. If you get a seat on a plane and anywhere near you, somebody opens up their Big Mac, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on an airplane, and for them to start serving, even if it's in first class, the rest of the airplane's going to be so hungry by the time they get to their destination because they're not getting a hamburger.
Well, I will say there's one worse, though. It's when they serve salmon. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're like, you really pick salmon on an airplane? Oh, my God.
You know, I do not take food on an airplane unless it's like a Subway or something like that that's a cold sandwich. Because
I don't know. I love
like
taking
everybody's
the McDonald's.
Looking at me.
I like taking the McDonald's on there and pissing everybody off.
Oh, the Egg McMuffin first thing in the morning?
Look, you got to figure if they're serving these in first class, the whole plate's going to smell like a hamburger.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? Ooh, and then they say the other airlines.
They lost me at reheating.
Yeah, me too.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, they can't prepare it there, obviously.
Well,
I mean,
right.
It's Shake Shack.
And I don't want reheated ketchup and mustard and a pickle reheated.
No.
Like, that is gnarly.
I'm telling you, it's a bad idea. And if others follow suit, can you imagine?
Yeah.
I'm getting on Delta Airline and they're serving Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Reheated.
Oh, boy. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.